Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda this week of Caló is ñañaras. It means a feeling of revulsion, foreboding, or goosebumps. It's a general, not specific feeling in reaction to the sight or thought of something or somebody. I got ñañaras when I was walking out the back and saw the door had been knocked down. So that's what happened. It was a cool, breezy morning in early spring in the South Side. Sitting in his usual seat in La Buena Bakery, waiting for his childhood sweetheart, Meche, to finish baking and come join him for coffee, Boy's mind wandered back to those days of his childhood. He remembered his uncles talking about how the wind had been so persistent and the dust it raised so fine that it had gotten into their watches. See, the second hand won't advance anymore because it's stuck behind that sandhill of dust next to the six, he remembered hearing them brag. What you daydreaming about? Meche said and woke him from his dream. Oh, about the windy season, Boy said. Gacho de amares, happens this time every year. Everybody gets sick, too, she responded. So you still feeling okay for the trip we're planning next week? Boy asked. Before Meche could answer, a man walked into the bakery they both thought they knew. They looked at each other, looking for acknowledgement that the man was somebody from their youth, but neither of them said anything. The man went to the counter and ordered palmitas and empanadas in a familiar tenor voice. Six y six, he told Meche's daughter, who was tending the counter. Hey, that's Solomon, Boy said. Simon, said Meche. Hey, vato, remember us? I'm Boy, and this is Meche. Know you're Solomon? Boy said to the man. The man looked over at them and winced, as if trying to remember them. From school, I say, said Meche. Oh, orale, the man said. Come over and join us, Boy said. The man nodded and waited for his order to be filled. Then he walked to their table and sat down. Coffee? Meche asked. Nel, just came to get breakfast for me and my granddaughter, the man said. Good to see you, Ese. Last time, it was over by Grover's house in the alley one night, remember? Boy said. Simon, I remember that a toda madres. You vatos were looking for me and found me, said the now verified Solomon. And at that time, I hadn't seen you since that day we stared down that Jesus marionette in OJ, Boy said. I remember you walked out in a hurry. ¿Qué onda? Boy said. Pues the onda was that the baronet frowned at me, said Solomon. Y, said Meche. Real gacho. Dreamt about it for weeks. Couldn't sleep for years, Solomon said. That's what everybody thought. Your jefito find out you went into that church, said Boy. My jefito never found out, but he figured you and your racita were responsible for me having ñañaras all the time, Solomon said. Gives me ñañaras just thinking of that thing frowning at me all of a sudden, said Meche. Pues I stared down that marionette all the time and never saw it move, Boy said. That's because the devil already has the sinners. What he's looking for are saints, said Solomon. Meche looked over at Boy, expressionless.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.